The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, heavy downpours are continuing to persist in many parts of the country today. Met Éireann has issued status orange rain warnings for five counties today: Cork, Kerry, Waterford, Wexford and Wicklow, and giving yellow warnings to 11 more. Now, to give us the latest on the weather is Cathal Nolan, founder of Ireland's Weather Channel, a meteorological and now analyst. Good morning, Cathal.
A very good morning, Pat.
Okay, now, the perception I would have just simply getting into work this morning would be huge amounts of rain have fallen. There's flooding pretty much on every street you happen to go down. More to do with leaves not being cleared out of drains, I would think, than anything else. But certainly a lot of water around.
Certainly a lot of water around. And as you said correctly, I think even with the, let's say, the foliage of trees falling at this particular time of the year, it does play a part in terms of blocking drains and obviously causing those backlogs. However, in many parts of the country, certainly across the southern half of the country in particular, we have seen some really quite heavy thundery downpours overnight. There's many premises without power this morning as well, probably as a result of lightning strikes. And really over the course of, I suppose, the next couple of days, we're likely to see, I suppose, a repeat scenario at various stages as showery bouts of rain push up from the south, containing quite a lot of moisture with that, and of course a continuing risk then of thunderstorms in some places too.
Is this unusual or is this just weather?
It is a case of weather. It's a particularly stuck pattern of weather, really, and that's why we're seeing this continuing over the course of a couple of days. What we're seeing essentially is there's areas of low pressure in the Bay of Biscay, just to the southwest of Ireland, and essentially they're not really moving that far. There's a couple of low pressures that enter into the area. It's a weather pattern that's pretty much stuck in place. But with that, as we said, it's a southerly airflow, so it is quite mild air that we're seeing. But milder air, of course, means that it can carry more precipitation in the air, and the fact, of course, that it's originating from this, I suppose, more of a tropical area, it can carry quite large quantities of rainfall, and that's why we're seeing the particularly heavy falls of rain through last night and over the course of the next couple of days too.
So the amount of rain we're getting, it's quite simple. The warmer the air, the more moisture it can contain, therefore the more rain it'll dump.
That's probably some of the dynamics at least in place. Yes, I suppose it's one of the reasons why we talk about climate change is particularly of concern as well, because as we see warmer climate, it certainly means that we can carry more precipitation. And when we have these particular bouts or these downpours in place, we can see larger quantities of rainfall falling in a shorter space of time.
When we look to comparisons of previous years, is this in any way unusual? Because my perception would be, again, a personal one, is that we've had, you know, quite a dry autumn thus far.
We would have had quite a dry autumn thus far. I think precipitation levels have been around about average, maybe slightly below average in one or two parts of the country. At the moment, if we look at soil moisture deficits, we can see that they're pretty much saturated soils right across the country, certainly in the southern half of the country with the rainfall that we would have seen last night. I think many parts will start to see water accumulating in lignite fields. Of course, obviously, that means restrictions in terms of growth, difficulties for farmers, I suppose, maybe accessing some of the more later crops that need to be harvested at this time of the year. But certainly, I wouldn't say it's out of the ordinary in terms of conditions that we're seeing either. Certainly at the moment, if you look at the soil moisture deficits, they're around about zero across many parts of the country. So it's nothing too concerning as of yet. We will see this pattern, I suppose, play out over the course of the next couple of days, but hopefully we see a change then as we go towards the end of the month.
Yeah. Now, we know that parts of Cork are very prone to flooding, and over the weekend they got a huge amount of rain, and simply it was that the drains couldn't cope with the amount of rain that fell in a relatively short time, and hence flooding. But of course, the exacerbation of all of this is the fact that it's autumn, the leaves are falling, the drains are blocked.
It certainly is. That's one of the factors, I suppose, behind the exacerbation, especially in conditions in the southern half of the country. Cork, as we said, is notorious in terms of flooding. One of the reasons as well, of course, for Cork, and the reason it experiences such flooding is actually the physical geography of the area, is the fact that it's basically set over many river valleys. So when we see these, I suppose, accumulations of rain falling, they have a tendency to get funneled into these river valleys. And of course, with that, then we see these, I suppose, increase in terms of the frequency of floods that we experience in the Cork area. Looking at the conditions over the coming week, it's a repeat scenario, as we said, in many occasions. We are seeing a continuation of these very heavy downpours pushing up from the south. So unfortunately, it does look as though areas such as Cork are likely to experience maybe some of these conditions again.
Now, one of the issues for places that are getting a lot of rainfall in the next few days and over the past few days is what that does to the soil and how it might make trees vulnerable to strong winds, because if the soil is soft, they're more easily uprooted. What's the wind story in the coming days?
It's a very good point. I suppose in terms of the wind conditions over the next while we will see gusty winds at times, it doesn't look as though we're going to see anything too untoward. Certainly, maybe for some parts of the country, the southern half of the country, again, as we go through maybe Thursday night into Friday, there's a risk of some stronger winds there, maybe gale force on coasts, but nothing too exceptional on the wind front. This is predominantly going to be a rainfall event that doesn't look as though there's too much in the way of stormy winds at this particular
Yeah,
time.
but of course, if this persists, it's going to store up problems for us in terms of trees falling in the later winter if the ground remains sodden.
That certainly will be the case. I think if you look back over the past number of years, maybe even over the past decade now, at this stage, we had a tendency to see, I suppose, some rather strong storms during the autumn phase. And of course, when we see those storms occurring at that particular time of the year, the extra foliage on the trees themselves certainly leads to problems in terms of just the actual physical mass of the tree and being able to catch those winds. And it obviously means that they're more susceptible to being felled down when we see those, I suppose, the extra foliage on the trees. So the later in the season it goes on, certainly it's better in terms of maybe the actual structure of the trees not been able to be brought down that easy.
Okay, so when we have autumnal storms, when the trees are still semi in leaf, that's when they are at their most vulnerable. However, you know, the root systems may not be as strong if the ground remains sodden. I suppose, Carl, we should finally ask you for a weather forecast. I mean, when is this likely to pass?
Well, if you look at the latest models and the guidance that we have this morning, it appears as though this particular pattern is set in place, really, I suppose, up until at least this time next week. It appears as though this low pressure system, this blocking pattern that we're seeing, there's no significant change. So we can expect to see quite a heavy amount of rain falling in this particular period between, let's say, today, Wednesday the 19th, and up as far as Thursday the 27th. There are some hints, if we look into some of the more long-term models, that we may begin to see a change towards the end of the month, where we see this pattern breaking and we get a drier interlude of conditions, but certainly given the amount of rain that we're likely to see, especially in the southern half of the country and the southeast as well, it will certainly be welcome at that point in time. But for now, as we said, it is a case of very heavy thundery downpours pushing up from the south, really quite in an on and off scenario over the course of the next week, really.
Okay, another week of rain, on and off rain. Is it terribly unusual that this weather is kind of generated in the Bay of Biscay rather than, you know, we always associate our weather with Atlantic weather blowing in from the west?
It's a little bit unusual. So what we're essentially seeing at the moment is we're seeing a blocking pattern in place with the jet stream, whereby we've seen over the past number of years, and indeed it's perhaps a fingerprint of climate change, is that typically we would have seen the jet stream just blowing in a typical west to east pattern across the Atlantic. We see our low pressure systems come in, they drop a bit of rain, they pass on, we get a couple of dry days, and then we get another system. What we're seeing in place at the moment is that as the jet stream starts to buckle and meander, it can become set in place. And it looks as though the jet stream is really set in place at the moment, whereby it's passed up very close to the country and it's bringing these, I suppose, southerly winds, these warmer winds, carrying quite a lot of moisture within the rainfall itself, and these low pressure systems are essentially getting stuck and leading to these downpours. So it is a little bit unusual in that sense.
I got a text here, Carl, you might like to comment on. It's from Dan in Cork. The sun is shining here in Cork City, not even a yellow alert. Sunday was worse. Is Dan in for a surprise?
Dan could potentially be in for a surprise. So certainly at the moment, some of the heavier downpours have passed through the Cork area. But as we go through the, I suppose, the evening time and into tonight, we're likely to see a fresh bout of particularly heavy rainfall. So I would certainly stay tuned in terms of maybe those status warnings being upgraded or extended, let's say, as we go through Thursday and into Friday as well.
Cathal Nolan, founder of Ireland's Weather Channel, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.